2013 NFL Scouting Combine coverage continues on Jaguars.com. Snowing in Indianapolis. It's warm inside Lucas Oil Stadium. Welcome to Inside the Jaguars. J.P. Shadrick, senior writer for Jaguars.com. John Osier. A little blustery outside, but nice and toasty in here.
It's blustery, and you mentioned snow, but always remember, ice is always worse than snow.
That's a good rule to know.
And we had some last night.
That's right. Big day today here in Indianapolis. A lot of big names on the podium today. John Elway, some other general managers, head coaches. Tom Coughlin was on the podium today. It was also quarterback's day on the player's side, so Landry Jones, Matt Barkley, Geno Smith, all those names on the podium today. Very busy around here. Busier for this crew because David Caldwell took the podium for the first time in front of a national audience.
Right.
So why is this day any different for Dave?
Well, these are big moments for a GM. You know, Dave's always been kind of a background guy. He was an executive in Atlanta, an area scout in Indianapolis. And now all of a sudden, he's talked to us, as you said, but this is really his chance to get the message out about the team to the national media. The national media typically gets their news by reading us or reading the local guys. And then this is a chance for Dave to really talk to them and sort of get across his point about where the direction is going to go for the franchise.
And you have to do that when you can. Those opportunities to do that nationally don't come that often.
You've got the combine and you had the Senior Bowl, but there's certain spots in the league where you're going to get that chance. Dave probably gets that chance again right before the draft. But at that point, all the questions are going to be about that number two pick. This was really a chance for him to talk to different writers, different media guys, about exactly what the philosophy is going to be in the next few weeks.
And the philosophy moving forward might include some turnover on this roster, it sounds.
Well, and that's become more and more clear. You know, we've heard Dave a lot, and we've talked to him a lot. More and more in the last few days, last few weeks, he's talking about, I guess, cleaning up the roster, getting their guys, getting younger, you know. I'm not sure anything's set in stone, but you're starting to sort of get the idea that the veteran guys might be a few more of those out and a lot more young players in.
The delusional part came with the amount of money they spent in free agency last year and thinking that they may be just one or two pieces away. And then to come back and the end result was a 2-14 season. So for us, there's a good core of players here that we feel good about. We have our work cut out for us, and we're going to have a very young team coming into this season, and it's going to be built through the draft and through college free agency.
Well, the full press conference from David Caldwell is available here on Jaguars.com, so when you get a chance, check out the whole thing. He had a very good day today in his first big day with the national media.
Well, people forget, GMs don't deal with the media a lot until they're GMs. Coaches do it a lot, players do it a lot, but scouts and front office executives, not so much. Dave's learning that. He's getting his message out, and moving forward, I think he's going to do well with that.
We've talked a lot about philosophy that David Caldwell and Gus Bradley will bring here, drafting players, starting from the bottom, signing rookie free agents, going young with this philosophy.
Yeah.
And really having your own guys in here. But that philosophy has to come from somewhere. Where does it come from for Dave?
Well, it comes from Bill Polian, Colts executive. It comes from Thomas Dimitroff, Atlanta Falcons executive. Both of those guys believe strongly in, when they took over the franchise, getting down to having their guys. It means drafting. It means going young. It means not being very active in free agency early. Not coincidentally, that's what Dave Caldwell is talking about right now.
Polian and Dimitroff, two successful guys talking about that philosophy.
He's a great young guy, thorough professional, really good judge of talent, very organized, hard worker, and a nice person. He's going to elicit a lot of loyalty and a lot of enthusiasm from Jaguars employees. He's got the right football values. He knows what it takes to win. He's going to do what it takes to win. He's going to attack the problems that the Jags have on the personnel front aggressively, but he's not going to be foolhardy.
This league is about making sure that you develop your youthful talent because they're going to be the next wave of your veteran talent, and if you do the right thing in your development of your young guys, hopefully the goal is, and I'm sure it is for Dave, to re-sign his draft picks. That's what you want. You know those players better than anyone else. You go out in the market, you run the risk of not knowing the player as well as you'd like to. Sometimes you hit on free agents, sometimes you don't. The idea of being able to hit on your draft picks seems a little more sound for those of us who have a college scouting background.
Well, I don't know of two better guys to have in your corner if you're a general manager.
No, the resume doesn't get any better. And, you know, it's clear from talking to Dave. I knew Bill Polian a long time. It's clear from talking to Dave a lot of the fundamentals that Bill brought, Dave's got. it's clear from talking to Dimitroff, he feels the same way. So the fundamentals are there, and that's important.
A feature here on Inside the Jaguars this week at the Combine, we'll hear from draft analysts about what the Jaguars could do with the number two overall pick in this year's draft. Today, it's Greg Cosell of NFL Film.
The first thing you have to do is evaluate your team. And it's always easy to say you need to improve at positions, and I think you got to start a quarterback. You have a new coaching staff now. Don't forget, Blaine Gabbert, not this particular organization, but the previous group, traded up to get him. Talent-wise, he's still very good. My guess is they'll not draft a quarterback at two. That would be my guess. This is a very good draft for a number of positions. They're just not the box office positions. I mean, you can get offensive linemen in this draft. There's really good offensive linemen. This team, the Jaguars, they need a pass rusher. They need, whether it's inside, outside, whether it's a multiple guy, they need a pass rusher. And I think that's a good spot at number two where you probably could do a good job getting a pass rusher.
This seems like a year where the top five might not be settled until that night in New York. Is that what you're seeing, too?
Well, what will happen is every team will have their board by then. It might not be settled for people like you and I, but every team will have their board. We just won't know what their board says. The problem arises, I think, for teams is most teams view certain positions as premium positions in this league, quarterback, maybe left tackle, pass rusher, corner. The problem arises when the better players are not at those premium positions, which may be the case in this draft. I mean, one could argue that Chance Warmack, the guard from Alabama, is one of the top two or three players in this draft, and I need to do a little more study on that, but that's probably a fair argument. So the question is, do you draft a guard with the second pick in the draft? For most people, that's not a sexy pick. And I'm sure Jaguars fans would say, what are you doing? But if he's the best player, don't you owe it to your organization to do that? So I think we have a draft where it's very possible that the number two pick may not be a sexy pick, but you might get a really good player.
The Jaguars have said that they're not going to do a lot in free agency coming up. They're going to build from the bottom with the draft. It's tough for a fan base to be patient coming off a two-win season, right?
That's true, and that you just have to live with that as an organization, but it's probably the best way to go. But the reality is in this league, look at the impact a quarterback makes, and that's where the Jaguars ultimately have to find out. Can Blaine Gabbert be the guy? He was the 10th pick in a draft. Yeah. And by the way, the Jaguars are not the only team in the league that would have taken him at 10. So it's easy to rip the Jaguars now and say, what are you doing? But believe me, I can tell you for a fact, many people would have chosen Blaine Gabbert there. So new staff, new system, they may give him another chance. They may have to. Now, if he all of a sudden becomes a good player, we're having a different conversation about the Jaguars. I mean, look what happens with teams when all of a sudden the quarterback becomes a good player. So you really have to start there.
Well, the second full day of the scouting combine is complete, and it's just about as busy tomorrow as
sure.
Gus Bradley on the podium.
Yeah, I don't think he'll shrink in that situation. Should be fun to see Gus in front of the national guys.
I think he'll do fantastic.
He will.
That's it for today from Indianapolis at Lucas Oil Stadium. Coverage of the scouting combine continues on Jaguars.com.